Fernfieber.
Wir kommen hier jetzt zu einem super sympathischen Herrn. Jeff Francis Mtabazi studiert in der Hauptstadt Ugandas, Kampala. Und zwar Sozialwissenschaften mit den Schwerpunkten internationale Beziehungen und diplomatische Studien. Ursprünglich stammt er aus Karawe, dem nördlichen Teil Tansanias. Jeff ist gerade mal 20 Jahre alt und war bis vor kurzem hier in Deutschland unterwegs, um die Wohltätigkeitsprojekte seines Vaters weiterzuführen. Die hat sein Vater Joseph Sekiko für die Region Karawe aufgebaut. Jeff ist bei uns auf der Suche nach Kollaboration gewesen, aber was noch viel wichtiger ist, er wollte Deutschland erleben und wissen, was sich in Tansania noch verbessern lässt. Eins der größten Projekte seines Vaters ist das Lokalradio Fadeco, das in Karawe etwa 5 Millionen Menschen erreicht. Meine Fernfieberkollegin Joyce Lee hat sich mal mit ihm getroffen.
Your father initiated some projects and you are continuing them. I think it's really impressive because there are so many projects and so you have so many ideas. Can you tell me what these projects are?
We actually don't have extension of the social services that we deserve. I mean, if there is a big problem, like you need to go to the big hospital, you have to travel normally. That is 2.5 or 3 days on the bus to the capital city, or sometimes 1 full day to another city, small city. So if you're really sick, that means you either will die on the way or you will get more sick on the way. I mean, we actually are somehow a part of the areas that are isolated in Tanzania. So there is a lot of stuff that really needs to be done up to today because the world is really growing so fast. So my father has already been doing a lot of stuff ever since I was born. He was into non-government organization working with our organization called FADECO. It stands for Family Alliance for Development and Cooperation. The works of FADECO have been changing according to time and demand. Some time back when FADECO started, people were having a lot of food. There was a lot of bananas, a lot of pineapples, a lot of tomatoes, because there was not this much climatic change. So the approach of FADECO then was to help people into processing this food. There has been really a lot that has been going on. And like I told you, it's FADECO is attacking problems according to the demand and according to the trend. So there is a radio in between it, which is FADECO Radio. It's a community radio. And the radio is actually empowering these other small projects. It's bringing people closer, but also disseminating information to other people. Because we realize the fact that we are a remote area, that means we don't have access to the real information that we need. Mm-hmm. So FADECO is outsourcing information, bringing it to the center, and then bringing it to where people cannot reach.
It's called Eden Center, right?
Yes.
And how do you promote information for the local people there?
The radio is actually not at the radio station. The radio is within the people. And the thing is that this radio is proud always to use a word or a phrase that we are a voice for the voiceless. So in Tanzania, where we seem to seek democracy, people are not free to talk about what they really want to talk. So FADECO stands as a tool for people who are really not able to talk anywhere, to talk and, I mean, bring out their message. So the Eden Center started as a center for appropriate technology, and we had many things also there. So we had computer training, which is now on a hold because we are advancing from the really old computers to the newest. And for this case, we are now inviting people who would want to support this project with a few computers. So we had computer, we had organic agriculture training, and for this we were partnering with another institute in Nairobi, because Kenya is, I think, one of the best agriculture countries in East Africa. So my father initiated a partnership with the Kenya Institute of Organic Farming. And so students who study at the Eden Center can get certified by this institute and get employed elsewhere. What the Eden Center and the administration did was only to ask them to come to class and learn And mm-hmm. so having a certificate or a diploma from this institute is something that will push you ahead.
I mean, it's pushing you, of course, and then you are more motivated to do other projects and other things.
Exactly.
To improve the
well-being of the people.
So you've just also mentioned that you know, the radio station gives the voice to the voiceless. But what does the government think about it? I mean, do they interfere or do they just let you, you know, broadcast what you want?
I've experienced moments when the government confronts the radio, like out of the blue. You see it, that the radio is under attack by the government. This is because normally we are led by governments that don't like to be criticized. We are led by governments that only want to be praised and say, the governments that only want to hear that they are working hard. So when we have people who are like coming out to be activists or people who really know what the government is doing and they want to be like, this is not right, the government tries to stop them. One of the baddest or the worst things I've ever experienced is my father went to prison because Rwanda is a neighboring country to Tanzania, but we are also close to Rwanda. We are also almost on the border of Tanzania and Rwanda. And during this time, we experienced a genocide. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yes, yes.
The Rwandan genocide. So from
Between the Tutsi and the Hutu? Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
So from this genocide, you can imagine what happens after a war. The people are going to, run away and end up nowhere. But when they run away and seek refuge somewhere and live there for more than 5 years, they will marry and stay there, and that's their home. So the government comes out after really many years, maybe 20 or 30 or 40 years even, depending on how long the genocide ended, and say, we don't want people here anymore, you can imagine. We want you to go back to Rwanda. But these are people who have stayed there for over 70 years. They have their farms there. They have their kids growing in this land. They have everything going there. And so my father comes out and says, no, we have the radio, and so we are going to talk about it. This is not right. We are all a product of intermarriages. If we track our lineage, you might find that my father comes from somewhere in Sudan or somewhere, I don't know. But we are here because we have stayed here for long, and this is our home. So for this reason, because the president said we want everyone to be evacuated, my father was imprisoned for this. And they only charged him for being an illegal immigrant. And you can imagine someone calling you an illegal immigrant in your own home. Really feels so bad. So apart from this, we've had the government increasing taxation rates for radios, like independent radios, actually to weaken them, because independent radios have different standards and guidelines on how they have to run their programs. So if the government can really not interfere, they will always put something to stop the radio, and one of it is taxing them. If you want to run as such and such a radio, you have to pay this amount of money, and you don't have to broadcast this, you don't have to talk about this, and you don't. So if you do it, they will put you off. And this has happened. But because this is a radio that is also fighting for the freedom of the people, it's the voice for the voiceless. I mean, things like this happen day in, day out, but they will not stop.
Okay, so it's somehow always a process, an endless process of negotiating with the government.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the radio station knows where the borders are, but at the same time, it's important to cross them sometimes and negotiate a new way to cooperate somehow with the government. Even if it's not nice, but that's the only way. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at the governments in East Africa or in Africa generally, it's like, if you want to really work with the government, you forget about what your dreams are, but you work in their bracket and you work in their own line. And sometimes this is not the right line, because it's a group of a few people, ministers and member of parliaments, that is representing or that is ruling the whole country of millions of people, because our governments are doing just good things, but they don't want to be told that this is wrong and we should do it in this way, because they are governments of extremists, of dictators, and things like this. And this is how the freedom of speech is being stepped down on.
Jeff Francis Mtabazi hat uns von den schwierigen Auseinandersetzungen mit dem Staat berichtet, die Wohltätigkeitsprojekte ebenso mit sich bringen. Die Meinungsfreiheit leidet vor allem beim Lokalradio Fadeco unter der Regierung Tansanias. Aber Fadeco engagiert sich trotzdem weiter für diejenigen, die keine Stimme haben.
Kölncampus.com.
Wir sprechen weiter über den Radiosender Fadeco. Jeff Francis Mtabazi aus Tansania ist Ende August nämlich bei Köln Campus gewesen und eben haben wir schon gehört, wie er mit meiner Kollegin Joyce Lee über das Lokalradio Fadeco geredet hat. Er hat auch erzählt, welchen Menschen Fadeco seine Stimme gibt und warum er sich für Kooperationen und Spenden an Privatpersonen wendet, anstatt an große Organisationen.
It's very clever to connect the medium of the radio mm-hmm. with the projects you yeah. do, because in this way knowledge can be broadcasted in a much faster way.
Exactly.
The projects you're doing, for example, poverty alleviation or
HIV food. And AIDS awareness, food yes. and food security.
Yes, yes.
So education.
Yeah. But these things, they're somehow indirectly criticizing the government, right? Because you are doing things that maybe the government
is doing,
but not enough.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. If you look at the schedule of our radio, we have different things that are a priority. For example, the women are looked at as a weak category of people in Africa. But with the radio, they say we give the women a special airtime on the radio. And this is raising the status of the women from what is the normal African tradition to the modern woman. Two, in Tanzania, it was a big problem that the albinos are seen as not human beings. And so because we have beliefs that are cultural, the culture leaders think the albinos can be made as sacrifices to gods. So you can imagine somebody being killed and then someone just takes off the hand because they want to go and worship their gods.
Mm-hmm.
And Fadeco Radio was among the first to say we should stop this. This time they put also another special airtime for the people with this kind of disability. And the leader of the disability group in our region, actually, Kagera region, it's a big region, wrote on my father's timeline that I will never forget you because you are the first friend of the albinos in Tanzania.
So you have somehow also inherited your father's work. Can I say it like that? Yeah. So, you are now in Germany and yes. you're somehow also continuing
yeah,
his
sure,
work.
Sure.
So, you have been to Hildesheim
mm-hmm.
also.
Yeah.
So, there's also a cooperation between Hildesheim and the Fadeco,
radio.
But it's not an organization.
Yeah, you're, it's just a corporation.
It's, it's a corporation. But why is it why do you connect to Hildesheim to a private person and not to a bigger organization?
Okay, so it is difficult to out of nowhere come to Germany and approach an organization for funding. But it is also difficult to get the maximum funding in a flexible way, because if you get funding from a special organization, in most cases they also have their own goals and guidelines on how they give their donations. So they give donations, but they also want how do we benefit from the donations that we give you? The cooperation between Fadeco and the people in Hildesheim is that my father was in Hildesheim under a radio exchange program with Radio Tonkule, and he stayed in Hildesheim, of course. But he was so surprised that there are trees everywhere, and our place is one of the places that is suffering deforestation. And maybe during this time, he was not sure how he's going to approach it. But he was already talking about let's plant more trees and stop cutting trees. But there was not really an appropriate approach to the people in Karagwe. So with Thomas in Hildesheim, they thought that with forging something that is like a cooperation or collaboration together, they could raise money from people, the local people, instead of writing a proposal and estimating we need 3 million euros and this kind of stuff. We can fundraise for any money that we need. So if we need 10,000 euros and fundraise for only 5,000 euros, then we work in a budget of 5,000 euros. And this is how flexible the project is. So the many trees that we have planted have depended already on how much money that was raised in the previous fundraising. Mm-hmm. So it's normally that the people of Hildesheim donate sometimes 1 to 10 euros, and sometimes they don't even know how this money is going to help, because they think 1 euro is not enough. But 1 euro is equal to 8 trees in Tanzania.
8 trees?
8, yes.
Wow, that's a lot. I didn't know that.
It's a lot.
Yes.
1 euro is 8 trees.
So is this project already ongoing? Is it already in process?
It has been running for 4 years now.
4 years, okay.
4 years. Okay. And we are proud to look at the trees that are growing on the places that we've concentrated, because we buy the trees and give them free to people. So in return, we actually can offer free services to them because they cannot pay for the trees. And what we pay them for planting their own trees is sometimes small things like having them on radio to talk to their people. And it creates excitement to them. But the reason behind it is that the people don't understand really the idea of why Hildesheim has to give money for Tanzania, because it's only my father who has been there and now I'm here. So the millions of people have not been there and they don't understand it. If you tell them that in Europe you have trees even in the city, no one will understand you.
But how comes that there's such a bad deforestation? Is it because it was cut, there were too many trees cut, or is it because it just dried out?
No, many trees were cut.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Many trees were cut.
So the soil actually is appropriate for trees to grow there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because we've tried all the trees. We've also tried foreign trees like pine, but they are surviving and growing really well. But if you look at it right now, it's been changing, but the change is really also small up to now, because it's a really big area that has been affected, because they cut trees mainly to get charcoal. Statistically, if you want to get one bag of charcoal, you need 1 ton of wood. And this is enormous destruction of resources and the environment. One old friend of my father lives in Belgium. He actually calculated this and made a conclusion that Tanzania is really rich. And I said, why is it rich? Mm-hmm. He said, because you throw away 90% of your money. And I said, are you sure? He was like, yes. Because to get one bag of charcoal, you are burning 1 ton of wood, and you lose 90% of the wood.
Yeah.
You get it? So you are throwing away 90% of your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes you really a rich country. No one in the world would like to throw away 90% of what they own.
Mm-hmm.
But this is logical anyway. So in order to make another person to understand this logic, it will take you really a long time and a lot of troubles. So it's not easy, but we try.
One last question, maybe. We've just talked about the government a lot, and that it's somehow also, interfering in your projects and, mm-hmm. and whatever the radio does.
Yeah.
Are there other difficulties which are interfering in your works?
We are a non-government and non-for-profit organization. We actually would like to have much more money input in the radio, and output is already also much, because we expect really very little from the community members paying for our services than if we are able to provide all the services. Through my friends, I was able to get a few sound recorders for the radio, and I think we bought 2 microphones 2 weeks ago. And this is the way how we support the radio to do this work for the people. So the biggest problem is the funding, and the material and material support, financial support, but also skills development.
I really hope that you will succeed even more. And we say in Germany, we push our thumbs for your work.
Like, thank you.
Yeah, do you say that? Do you know this?
No, it's the first time.
In German, it's wir drücken die Daumen. Mm-hmm. And when we say we push our
thumbs,
it means like we hope that you succeed. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming.
Das war Jeff Francis Mtabazi aus Tansania. Ende August hat meine Kollegin Joyce Lee ihn getroffen, um über die Projekte seines Vaters zu reden, die er mitleitet. Es gibt aber auch sehr viele Probleme, die die beiden überwinden müssen. Zum Beispiel den Eingriff der Regierung oder aufwendige Spendensammlungen. Wenn ihr noch mehr zu Fadeco und den einzelnen Projekten finden wollt, dann gibt es mehr Infos unter unserer heutigen Sendungsankündigung auf Köln Campus bei Fernfieber.
kölncampus.com